Be careful.
Well, that's the word coming in from our next guest, Mr. Neil Williams, who's joining us, who is a recent visitor to Coonawarra and has been gushing recently, William, about Merrick's General Store. He loves Merrick's.
Yeah, Merrick's General Store and Algie Park, the winery. Algie Park and Bodies, both associated with Merrick's General Store. Fantastic. Had a little visit around there last week, and Lawrence Tedesco looked after me very nicely, and Karen in the shop.
Well, that's a very famous couple of names. Just quickly, if I may interrupt you, just before you get into your stride, if I can, please, Neil. We were bragging about how good the metro trains look before. We saw that there was the possibility of that accident down on Seaford, down there at the moment. And we can notice also that as far as the metro trains are concerned, it was running beautifully, but now we've got minor delays on the Frankston line, on the Cranbourne line, on the Craigieburn line, on the Belgrave line, on the Lilydale line, Pakenham line, South Morang line, and Stony Point as well, as showing a works alert. So it was looking fabulous in the first hour, but now in the second hour, the big show here at RRR PFM, it is looking like all sorts of dramas happening on Metro at the moment. No explanation for it as well, but definitely some problems out on the train system this morning. Mr. Williams, I interrupted your train of thought, and my apologies, but you're in here with our regular Tuesday wine update.
Yeah.
And Merrick's, of course, you're big fans of Merrick's, and they treated you most royally.
They were very, very, very nice, even when they weren't sure who I was, they were welcoming me, so that was
How's
very,
that?
That was
very, we expect very, that from Merrick's, don't we?
They're terrific down there.
You
can get a cup of coffee at about 7 o'clock while you're listening
which
is very nice.
Well, that's what we need.
Yeah, and a little bit later than that, you can do a little bit of a sample.
Right.
Interesting fact, the Bodieu Winery, which is next door, they're both next door to each other, and they're sort of loosely Balmowing, Turong, that sort of area. Fabulous little view over the bay.
Yeah, sensational.
Sensational area. They were the first to plant grapevines here on the peninsula. Just beat Buckle and just beat Nat White, and did a terrific job there. They started off with some of the traditional French varieties.
So when was this?
1972.
Really?
Yeah.
That late?
That, yeah.
I would have expected being a bit earlier than that.
Well, I mean, there's talks of people putting some vines in, but in general, I was thinking, too cold down here.
Right.
Even though it's pretty similar sort of environment to great sections of France and Bordeaux in particular. But they started off with those varieties and have had trouble sort of getting the Cabernet to ripen, as often happens down here. But they've got a little parcel. Actually, I tried one of them. They've got a Cab Merlot there at the moment, which you can try at the general store, which is very, very pleasant. It's Bodie Meyer's favourite one, and he said, "You're not ripping that one out. Leave it in there. It's been in there 40 years. A bit of global warming and we'll be fine."
Twist
and,
his arm, Neil.
Yeah, that's
twist
right.
his arm, mate.
But that was very nice. But their Chardonnays are sensational, and they've got some ripping rosés, which I think I mentioned to you last week, Brendan. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
on Thursday.
You're really getting on this rosé thing, aren't you? You're really loving the rosés.
It's become very fashionable, and the gentleman sitting in with us, I know, has a rosé under his own label.
Yes, we do. And I'm just sorry. Paul has just texted me. So
Paul White's. We're going to have a chat to him. He's because the International Cool Climate Wine Show is on at the race course at the moment this week. In fact, tonight, if you'd have to get a ticket. There's still a couple of tickets for the public tasting, $30 between 6:30 and 8:30. The super executive tasting's already been sold out, and they got their big awards dinner on the Friday. So that'll be fantastic. So Paul will be having a chat to us about that. But
cool.
A lot of local wineries involved and international. There are some from around the world, and they've got 38 different classes, so it'd be fantastic to talk.
And they're
to
into
Paul
their
about
18th
that.
Year at the Cool Climate as well, so it'll be interesting. Yeah. Paul White will be our guest in just a moment. But but your travels, we were going to talk about Coonawarra.
Yeah, Coonawarra. Just at the beginning of this month, had a week over at Coonawarra. Fantastic area. That's technically a cool climate area as well, and well known for their Cabernets, because we're talking about how Bodieu Meyer wanted to keep the Cabernet here, but that they're well known for their Cabernets, and we had a great time there, and your co-host here, and I had a brief chat yesterday. We're talking about some of the lovely Cabernets from the Coonawarra area, and I really enjoyed those last week. And actually, was able to purchase a bottle of the best one, the Tally, which is the best one. It's absolutely sensational. That I saved up my. Sorry, I missed that one.
You didn't buy two bottles by any chance?
No. And probably in a couple of years' time, maybe. I reckon five. They reckon it'll last 20 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Not at my place, but it will last five. So, but that's absolutely sensational. Of course, they're one of the top wine makers there, and absolutely sensational. The other place I thought, that Belknaves, I should mention their name, to tell you. And the other place I really liked was Wynn's, which is the big one there. It's been going there forever. David Wynn started that one years and years ago. But I reckon one of the small ones, and you can occasionally see some of their wine here, is Bowen. Absolutely sensational. They make three. They make a Shiraz, a Cabernet, and a Chardonnay. They're all good, $27, and good value. And if they've got their label on it, it's
now
just,
you're talking.
They support,
now you're talking value. We love value, Mr. Williams. We love a bit of good value.
Indeed, we love Bowen. So particularly, it's a great wine. It really is a fantastic wine. Yeah. In fact, I was having a conversation with one of the owners a couple of weeks ago, and they're coming across to Melbourne very shortly to do a tasting. Yeah. So hopefully, Touchwood will be involved and have a bit of a sip.
And of course, Emma Bowen's the winemaker now, the daughter of the original family. And,
yes.
Yeah. And indeed. They're right involved in some of the big restaurants in town there in Panola as well. So deeply into the community.
But we have a special guest who's rocked up at our studios. It is Paul White, chairman of the International Cool Climate Wine Show.
Wow.
And it's recognised as one of Australia's foremost shows for inspirational cool climate wines. And many of them are very similar vineyards, and they're all where the grapes are hand-picked, and the wines were handcrafted by winemakers with a passion for exploring terrain, and true expression of their grapes. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Paul White.
Good morning,
Paul,
folks.
Welcome
How's
to the
everybody?
Studio.
How are we going, Paul? Now, I noticed you've got 38 categories. Very impressive. So was there which ones... This is my question before all the other guys start jumping at you. Mm-hmm. But which one was the most strongly contested?
It's normally the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir because that is really the cool climate accolades of the industry. And over 700 entries in total.
Fantastic.
Which has been excellent. And tonight we have the public tasting at the Mornington Racing Club of all of the wines, including the trophies and the gold winners, and $30 to get into see it.
Great, well, it's good to see, Paul, because, I mean, you know, it's been around for 18 years now, hasn't
it? Correct,
And it's going through a little bit of a renaissance again. It peaked a while there, and then it just sort of settled down a plateau, but there seems to be a bit of a resurgence about it.
That's definite. You know, this year's probably been one of our best years that we've ever had. We had a welcoming dinner with the judges, which we have fantastic judges. It is one of those shows where the judges love to come along.
But how good is this that we have this sort of international show here on the Mornington Peninsula now? You must be a very proud man when you look around at what is going on and what is happening down here on the Mornington Peninsula. So we just heard from Neil Say. I mean, it's only been, three decades or something, and all of a sudden we've got to this reputation, this place.
Yeah, no, it's been supported by the local council, and as I said, all the judges and the associates are very keen to judge at this one. 18 years is a fair time for a show to be going.
Yeah.
And the resurgence this year has been fantastic. And as I said, the judges actually fight to come onto this show.
Yeah.
In fact, you have got some great judges. Cynthia Feldman, Stephen Paul, Andrews Santoros, and Toby Stevens, and of course Alison Hodder.
Alison, Hodder,
and
yes.
Very well known and respected judges.
Very nice. Alison Hodder's actually Alison Jane Hodder's got a winery in Italy now, so she's one of our special guest judges, and with her husband Claudio, and she's over here judging the wines. And also we have Christian Mayer, who's the head somm at the RACV in Melbourne, judging this year.
Now, I notice you're a reserve judge this year. Did anybody step aside in any of the categories and give you a go? Or
being chairman and also being a reserve judge, just in case somebody comes down with a cold or, you know, a cough at the end of the time, they always need a reserve associate and a reserve judge. So I'm very happy.
So happy being a reserve. You stayed on the bench, have you?
Oh, yes, I've stayed on the bench. I've judged for 5 years up until last year when I was in Italy. And this year as chairman, it's got its definite workload to carry through.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I notice also Phil Scales, a bit of a local identity, is the head steward. You should be there just keeping order, I'd imagine, knowing Phil, cracking the whip.
Phil is one of those people that does crack the whip. Yes. She's very efficient, very good. She remains focused. And even I, at times, have trouble getting through.
As it should be.
Yeah,
as
correct.
It should be.
Well said, yes.
But what an exciting time for the wineries and for the vineyards.
Isn't it great?
To have such a show and to put up their product for the judges to do a deep dive into the palates. Mm. What a fantastic opportunity it is. And I take my hat off to you, Paul.
Absolutely.
I think that's absolutely fantastic.
I was just wondering how many of the locals have, you said 700 entries, which is sensational. How many of the local wineries have managed to reach the great order and get themselves on the list?
Well, now that is a very interesting question. We are 90% up on last year.
Wow.
Which is absolutely fantastic. We have a lot of support, and that's really moving ahead because, look, this is the showcase and they're able to put their wines not only against other cool climate wine regions but also against wines from the world. We've got French champagnes in this year. Yep. We have Austrian wines. Next year we're going to focus on German and the US market.
Paul, where do those invitations come from and why would you specifically be inviting those entrants?
Because they're cool climate regions.
Oh, I see.
So
you're not discriminating in any way whatsoever?
No, not so. And also, as you understand, when you have wines that are in bottle shops and so on, there's a whole vast range of it. Mm. And you've got to compete against that industry out there. And it's not just local wines, it's every wine that's in the shop.
Well, Mr. Williams here, and I'm sure William as well, would say that our local wines can stack it when it comes to the top wines, and they can hold their own.
Totally agree.
And this is where they get to strut their stuff, right?
Oh, look, totally agree. I'm privy to, obviously, who's winning awards and who's doing that
So now we want the scoop. We're all about scoops here, Paul. Exactly.
All I can say to you today, gentlemen, is that a number of the local wines have done extremely well.
You heard it here first on RPFM. That's great, Paul.
Last year, the wine of the year was that fantastic Sumar Chardonnay from the Yarra Valley.
Yes.
Which is just that, and that's good value as well. What, $38, $39, something like that, and it's 96 points generally from Mr. Halliday even.
Wow.
And but that's a ripping wine, so it's set a very high standard from last year.
It has.
Yeah, and.